Ex Convento di Santo Stefano, the former convent of St. Stephen. Stefano Frisella was a Marsala nobleman who, not having a male heir, decided to buy an estate and commissioned the building of the church and convent of Santo Stefano for his daughter, who was to become a nun. This way, he would ensure that she would have a prominent career as a cloistered nun. Frisella decided to dedicate the church and convent to St. Stephen, after whom he was named, and chose the prestigious Palazzo Ferro as the designated premises. According to the abbot and ecclesiastical historian Rocco Pirri, before becoming the property of the noble Marsala family, Palazzo Ferro had actually been the Praetorian palace, and Pontius Pilate had apparently stayed there on his journey to Jerusalem. In later times, it was used by the Saracens as their government headquarters, and subsequent to that, it became the royal palace. Before Frisella gained ownership of the palace, he had to settle quite a few bureaucratic issues caused by a diatribe with Bernardo Ferro, who claimed his own property rights on the building. The works were finally completed in the early 17th century, and Frisella gave the church and convent, complete with all the necessary paraphernalia, as a gift to his daughter, the future abbess of the Barefoot Augustinians. The convent became a functioning institution in 1611, as attested by a memorial stone to the right of the entrance. Today, the monastery is used as the premises of the Pipitone Middle School and the Giovanni XXIII Classics High School College, and the nuns' chambers are now used as classrooms. The building still has its original square inner courtyard, surrounded by a colonnaded portico, and a tower at one corner, once used by the nuns to look out from without being seen. The present-day church was built sometime later than the convent, in the year 1693. It has a simple asymmetrical facade, with a pitched roof and a Renaissance portal, and three windows on the upper portion with goose-breast railings. It has a single nave floor plan with side chapels and is decorated with fine Baroque stucco works by the Marsala artist Vincenzo Giglio, displaying an ornate alternation of cherubs, festoons, and busts of nuns. In the apse is a striking stucco relief of the glory of St. Stephen. Also in Via Frisella is another small religious building, the Church of the Madonna dell'Itria, better known as the Chiesa dell'Itriella. This church was built in tufa and has 16th century origins. The interior is a single space with three altars, one of which is dedicated to San Rocco, who's thought to have saved Marsala from the plague and is ardently worshipped in the city. In 1578, the Chiesa dell'Itriella temporarily housed the altar of Catania's Church of Sant'Agata after the latter was destroyed by an eruption of Mount Etna. In the apse of the church is a remarkable 16th century dome, resting on angular niches and decorated with floral stucco work motifs. Restoration work carried out on the church in 2003 brought to light the remains of a Roman domus from the late imperial era, as well as a nearby shaft roughly 9 metres deep, leading off to a series of underground passages and galleries.